listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service. I'm talking today with Scott McLean, a professor of kinesiology. McLean's group recently published two papers on knee injuries and training programs. Professor McLean, why, despite ongoing prevention programs, is there such an epidemic of knee and other injuries among young athletes?
One of the big limitations in current prevention programs is they tend to focus on one of many of the risk factors that go in to cause an injury to the anterior cruciate ligament. Right now, they tend to focus on just training our movements and our coordination, which is important, but the things that they forget is that our movements and coordination are also influenced by things such as the anatomy that is in our knee joint. They're also influenced by some of our decision-making tasks. They're influenced by other things going on the field. And sometimes some of these prevention programs at the moment don't incorporate those equally important components that go into cause an injury.
What is your group doing to address this problem?
We're trying to tackle this problem head on. And what we're doing right now is we're trying to improve the applicability or how consistent our lab testing procedures are with what people would be exposed to when they're actually in a game. So for instance, what we're doing right now is incorporating fatigue and decision making into all of our testing so that we can get a better indication of how these people move in a game situation. We're also looking at how things such as knee joint anatomy influence the way people move so that we can maybe begin to cater our prevention programs to individual differences rather than just a group of boys versus girls.
How do you envision the training and prevention programs of the future?
This is something I think was very exciting and something that we're working on aggressively. To have some sort of clinical tool where basically we could have someone come in the morning, we could measure all of their movements, we could look at anatomy, we could look at some of the other factors that may go into this, such as strength. We can look at that and then determine that person's individual risk of suffering one of these injuries and then developing a training program that caters specifically to that person's problems. And I think that by having something, a clinical model, for example, where we could actually have a computer model which can predict the risk for someone, I think is very doable and it won't be that far off. But it's just a matter of appreciating that everyone is different. And if we don't do that, then we're always going to be limited in how well we can prevent these injuries.
McLean is also affiliated with the U of M Bone and Joint Injury Prevention and Rehabilitation Center. His research interests include identifying the underlying mechanisms of sports-related injuries. This has been Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.